Sherry also let us hear details of another case. This time, the woman being interviewed started to abuse her daughter with a new boyfriend. Once again, names and other details have been changed, and this is another very distressing account.
I met Matthew through a chat room. My marriage had broken down, and when I told him, he seemed to understand how I was feeling. We hit it off, and he moved in about 6 weeks after we first chatted. Julie used to have nightmares and would come into our bed in the middle of the night. I'd say she had to go back to her own room, but Matthew would say, "No, let her stay." She has a special cream for her skin, and he said we could cream her skin to help her calm down. But then he would get her to touch us, like, in a sexual way. He would take my hand and say, "Mummy's going to show you what she likes you to do." I knew he wanted me to get her to touch her too. I knew it was wrong, but I thought I loved him. He made me feel good. He told me I was his princess. No one had ever told me that before.
So with female offenders like this, how well is the criminal justice system equipped to cope?
We find that the criminal justice system very often struggles to make sense when a woman appears before them. We get huge disparities in sentences, that sometimes women are sentenced very much on terms of their victimization. In other instances, we find that women, by virtue of being unusual as a female sex offender, get much more severe sentences than might have been anticipated if it had been a male carrying out similar acts. Women don't have access to specified units which only house sex offenders. So a woman going into custody, whichever prison she goes into, will be integrated into the main female population. The fact that she's a woman doesn't mean she's any less likely to meet violence or aggression than it would be if she was a male. So very often we'll actually agree a cover story with them.
What sort of treatment is available for these women once they're in custody or if they stay in the community?
We don't at the moment have identified treatment programs for them in custody in the way that we have for the male. For example, a male would be expected to undertake a male sex offender treatment program in custody. We don't have programs for women in custody. And we also don't have programs set up for them in the community either. And that, I think, leaves a huge range of difficulties, both for the women, but also for the professionals dealing with them.
We asked the Ministry of Justice to respond to this, and they issued a statement stressing that women make up just 2% of all convictions for sexual offences, and that they are developing a new female sexual offender management scheme. It's certainly true we have been examining a crime with a very low conviction rate. Yet when cases are reported, they cause enormous distress. This has been, in many ways, a hard program to make, and you may have found parts of it hard to listen to. But every contributor has told me that they feel it's important to talk about this crime, to break the silence. Only in that way, they believe, can we help the victims and better protect children.
I think it's really important that we don't get into a panic about this. I would hate to reach a situation where we were so afraid that any human being might sexually abuse a child, that you end up with sort of, what do? Do you have robots to look after your children? I just think it's important to raise awareness and that people should recognise signs and, if they're worried, ask for help.
It really is so important for people to look at it and really recognise that mothers can abuse their children, females can abuse children in just the same ways as men. Okay, they might not have the equipment physically, but they'll find whatever they need to do their things, and they'll do it to people, they'll do it to children, and it's got to stop.
If we can open up the debate that's been locked away for too long in the cupboard, get it out onto the table and get everyone talking about this problem openly and honestly, that in itself will be a major step forward for combating child sexual abuse.
The presenter was Penny Marshall and the producer Sarah Bowen. If you've been affected by the issues in this programme and you'd like further sources of information and support, you can call the Radio 4 Action Line on 0800 044 044. All calls are confidential and free from a landline.